So, we've established from the Word of God that things need to be established by two or three witnesses. So now we want to establish God is no respecter of persons. In other words, every promise of God is for everyone. Not this promise is not for you. It's not like Christmas where you have your name on it. Every promise has your name on it. Amen? Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, mighty and awesome, who regards not persons, nor takes reward. That means he doesn't take a bribe. You can't make a deal with God. You know, there's a lot of people think that because of their works or because of their position that they ought to be healed. But God is no respecter of persons or position. Doesn't make any difference to God if it's Billy Graham or Billy Sam. It's all the same to God. One translation of that verse says, God is free of favoritism. Aren't you glad? God is free of favoritism. The Bible in Basic English said, God has no respect for any man's position. The CEV says, his decisions are always fair. Another one says, to him, everyone is the same. English Standard Version says, he's not partial. Another says, he plays no favorites, shows no favoritism. He makes no exception of persons. So faith is the one rule to live by when receiving from God. The just shall live by faith. Now, if you notice, he put showing partiality there in the same boat with taking bribes. Amen? 2 Chronicles 19:7 says this, and then he puts iniquity in the same boat with taking bribes and partiality. Now therefore, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. This is what he's commanding those in Israel to do. Take no care and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor partiality, nor taking of bribes. He puts those all three together. In fact, Proverbs 24:23 says, it's not good to have respect of persons. In the New Testament, James says, if we have respect to persons, you commit sin. Well, ask yourself, what is sin? Just ask yourself that. What really is sin? Well, sin is only a sin if it's contrary to God's will. God is the one who decides what's sin. Amen? So if it's contrary to God's will, then it's sin. Or if it's a sin, then it's contrary to God's will. Being a respecter of persons is a sin. Therefore, it's contrary to God's will, and God doesn't go contrary to his own will. Amen? God doesn't violate his will. So if God doesn't violate his will, and he's no respecter of persons, then healing must be for everyone. Cannot be otherwise. Acts 10:34. We're going to move over into the New Testament. You remember that Peter had a vision, and an angel spoke to him. Said, there's some men coming to get you, to ask you to go down to the house of Cornelius, who in Peter's mind was a dirty, rotten Gentile. And Peter went, but it took all that to get him to go. And Peter got there, and Acts 10:34 it says this, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive, or I've come to realize, my eyes have been opened, that God is no respecter of persons. One translation of that says, God treats all people alike. Literally, it means God shows no partiality. He shows no favoritism. So if God will heal one and not another, then he's showing favoritism. And Peter said, I realize God doesn't do that, but you know, a lot of Christians must think that he does. But he doesn't. Romans 2:11 settles the matter. One minister always uses the word clinches it. You know, he's using the example where you drive a nail into the board and turn the board over and pound the nail down flat. Makes it a little harder to get out. Romans 2:11 says, "For there's no respect of persons with God." And that word, no, if you look it up, it means the absolute negative. No, zero. There is zero respect of persons with God. God doesn't give a hoot who you are. Zero. But yet people always think that God does. Ephesians 6:9 says, "Neither is there any respect of persons with God." So, we've established by the mouth of two or three witnesses that God is no respecter of persons. So then what does God respect? I'm glad you asked. Turn over to Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. And then we're going to read that verse and then give you several others and then come back to that verse again, Galatians 5, 6. But Galatians 5, 6 says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything." In other words, no works, doesn't matter. "But faith works, working through love." He says the only thing that makes any difference with God is not who you are, what your position is, what you've done. You know, there's rewards for those things in heaven, but that's not how you get healed. What does is avail healing is faith working through love. And I've got a whole list of scriptures here where Paul commends people or mentions always their faith and their love. I'll just give you two or three here. Ephesians 1:15. Paul said, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all saints." Colossians 1:3 says, "I heard of your faith and in your love." Ephesians 3:17, he mentions their faith and their love. 1 Thessalonians 1:3 says, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love." 1 Thessalonians 3:6 mentions faith and love. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love." And then 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 says, "But the end of the charge," some translations say, or "the end of the commandment," in other words, here's the point of what we're trying to tell you. "But the end of the charge or command is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience and faith unfeigned." The Weymouth translation says, "But the end sought to be secured by exhortation," in other words, what I'm wanting you, Paul's telling them what he wants to get to, what he wants them to teach. He said, "But the end sought to be secured by the exhortation is the love which springs from a pure heart and a clear conscience and a sincere faith." The Bible in basic English says, "But the effect of the order is love coming from a clean heart and a knowledge of what is right and true faith." So what kind of faith? Well, the Bible says, "Faith and love which are in Christ Jesus." You know there's a natural human love, but the love of God's been shed abroad in our heart. Why? Because natural human love is not the love of God. Natural human love, we all know, is a respecter of persons, isn't it? No question about it. That's not the kind of love that we have to operate in. We need the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. The faith which comes from the Word of God and the love which has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That's the faith that pleases God and receives from God.